Did you know that in 1869, players in the first football game used a ball that resembled a soccer ball more than the modern football? Yeah, it was hard to carry and awkward to throw. And over time, it morphed into something that looked more like a watermelon. Ooh, I wish it tasted like a watermelon. I love watermelon. Let's look at the modern football and the science behind the pass. A football is a prolate spheroid, and it's shaped that way because that's also the shape of an inflated pig's bladder. Ew. That's right. The first footballs were made of pig's bladder. Why do you think they call it pigskin? Nowadays, NFL footballs are 11 inches from tip to tip, 22 inches in circumference, and inflated to 12.5 to 13.5 pounds per square inch, thus making the football weigh in at about 14 to 15 ounces. As the football evolved and was constructed of cowhide and rubber, it got even more prolate. The prolate shape of the football makes it easier for a quarterback to throw the ball as accurately and as fast as possible in order to minimize interceptions and maximize range. Go long! When a quarterback releases a well-thrown, tight spiral pass, many forces are involved making this happen. The perfect pass requires an understanding of aerodynamics. Aerodynamics is the study of the movement of air and the way objects travel through it. Aerodynamics is involved during the pass because the football will travel further and straighter if it is spinning about its long axis, the axis that is pointing in the direction the ball is being thrown. Thus, quarterbacks throw a football with an overhand or sidearm motion in order to impart a spin on the ball, or as we say, nice spiral, Tommy baby. Quarterbacks in the NFL can throw a football 80 yards from a set position. I can barely wave from a set position. When thrown with spin, the ball's angular momentum points in the direction of its long axis. At the same time, torque, due to air drag, is pointing perpendicular to the angular momentum. As the ball travels on a semi-parabolic arc, wind torque produces a small change in the ball's angular momentum, which allows the ball to continue to rotate around its trajectory. Thus, spinning stabilizes the football through angular momentum and torque, allowing it to continue to travel in a tight spiral. When thrown in this manner, the ball gains an orientation that gives it the smallest possible cross-sectional area against the oncoming air, which causes the least amount of aerodynamic drag. And he is going all the way! Touchdown! It's a drag to try to catch a football coming to you end over end. To throw a perfect spiral time and again takes practice, strength, and some science. So you can see the evolution of the modern football has helped to herald in the passing attack of a potent offense in the NFL, as well as some crazy bounces during a fumble. Whoa! Hey, somebody jump on that thing! Oh, I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how the ball bounces.